Further education workers win pay rise in Wales. Fight in England continues. A further education worker Wales workers in further education in Wales have won a long overdue pay increase. This will mean we are not left behind by the pay rise that was announced for school teachers in the summer. The University and College Union, UCU, negotiated with employers organisation Carla Gorsimru to ensure that vital support staff, who help ensure the smooth running of important things like exams, were also properly rewarded. This solidarity between different types of workers can demonstrate that all working people should fight for decent pay and conditions, and we in the education sector must show solidarity with our comrades, who are currently demonstrating against the unjust and unreasonable Tory public sector pay freeze. Further education colleges across the UK provide an essential service for young working class people. They are places where those who have faced too many barriers along the traditional academic routes can find a fresh start or a second chance. However, the pressure of planning, preparing for assessing successful vocational courses, as well as providing learners from a range of backgrounds, all with individual learning and support needs, often leaves further education workers feeling inadequate and completely burned out. It is right that the work we do is recognized as just as vital, challenging, and hazardous in the current COVID-19 crisis as the work of our colleagues in schools. Workers across the education sector must unite to show that we will no longer accept unfair pay and conditions. We won't accept that hours of marking and planning at home, in the evenings and at weekends, are just part of the job, and we won't accept wages that are just enough to get by on. We want our students to succeed, and they are, because staff are willing to put their own health and well-being at risk. Never has this been clearer than during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overwork and underpay cannot continue in school, in further education, or in higher education, which is why workers need to have a say in the running of our institutions of education, to ensure that they are excellent places to work, and excellent places to learn. Fighting trade unions with a strong and united membership are essential if we are going to make this happen.